I know,
really. Hi, Annette. I hope things are going well. She writes, hi, Kathy, Lynn, and Mo. Where does one find this fabulous costume jewelry? Do you think estate sales are the way to go or auctions? Because I don't see much jewelry where I go to neighborhood garage sales. And can you suggest a price range of how much to spend for someone just getting started? This is something I would love to learn more about.
I loved Annette's question.
Yeah, it's a great question.
To me, there's a hierarchy, and a lot of it depends on how much time you've got. And I don't have much, so I have to kind of go up the food chain. So I am strictly, besides eBay, I'm strictly an antiques mall girl.
Gotcha.
So if I had a lot of time, I would absolutely go to garage sales, yard sales, and auctions. If I had a lot of time to sit through auctions and all that, I would do that. But I go right to antique malls. I like it because a lot of the junk's been sifted out. So if you've got a lot of antique malls in your town, I would absolutely go there. The others are great though if you've got a lot of time because you can obviously find great bargains there. And then, you know, it depends so much on where you live. I think, like you're finding, Lynn, I think California's really tough. People are really aware of costume jewelry.
They are. Everything's like $20 to $50 in all the cases that I look in. Mm-hmm. I've been going to there's an antique mall and the stuff's $20 to $50 and it's not signed.